Coming up next from Public Radio WNCW is this week's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. This week we spotlight the Smoky Mountain News article, The Untold Story. Smoky seeks to showcase history of African Americans in the park. This means we'll get the opportunity to talk with the reporter behind the story, Holly Kays, outdoors editor and news reporter for Smoky Mountain News. Holly, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
In the region your paper covers, we think about the mountains, we think about history there, and what would quickly come to mind more than anything else would probably be the Cherokee, but what about African-American settlers?
Well, they definitely don't come to mind very quickly for the average person, and part of that is just because slave labor tended to be used more in the flatter areas of the South where large-scale agriculture was occurring, and that's just not the mountains just aren't conducive to that, to those larger farms, larger plots. But people still did have slaves in western North Carolina. According to the 1860 slave census schedule, 348 people were enslaved by 47 enslavers in Jackson County. In Haywood County, 67 people held 317 people as slaves. After emancipation, some of these families stayed around, continued working for the families of their previous owners. Some of them, during the Civil War, actually left to join up and fight with the Union against the Confederacy. And we even, according to a story that my colleague Corey Valancourt did earlier this year, some African Americans actually worked in the logging camps right alongside white loggers in the early 1900s.
Well, we mentioned in the title of the story the park, the National Park Service. What has been their role? I assume they want to help as well to share the history and the role that Black Americans played back in those times.
The official mission of the National Park Service is to preserve unimpaired the natural and cultural resources and values of the National Park System for the enjoyment, education, and inspiration of this and future generations. History would definitely fall under the category of cultural resources. So uncovering what that history is and sharing it in all its dimensions is definitely the job of the National Park Service. Susan Sachs, the Great Smoky Mountains National Parks Acting Chief of Resource Education, led a recent event that the Park Service had towards this effort of better telling the African-American story. One thing that she said was that we probably go overboard in telling the story of white Appalachian settlers to this area. We do a better job of telling the stories of the Cherokees, but there's still a lot of room for improvement. But then when it comes to the African-American story, we know that we are failing there, and the park is trying to correct that failing.
You brought up a recent program, and we certainly wanted to get into that because your article shared many of the details and had some photos. To help educate the community, there were recent history programs held on this subject matter. Who led the conversation, and what did those in attendance have an opportunity to discover at those programs?
The program was led by park rangers. There were two programs held. One was on August 1st in Maryville on the Tennessee side of the park. And then there was another one on August 5th at the Pigeon Community Center in Waynesville. The attendance was very good at both events. So park rangers, Susan Sachs and another park ranger who's also leading the project, kind of introduced what's happening, what they're trying to accomplish there. And then PhD history student Adam McNeil, he is a student at Rutgers University and an African-American himself, so with a longstanding interest in this era of history. He gave the bulk of the presentation, sharing what he's learned thus far through his research about African-American history in the Great Smoky Mountains region. And then attendees had a chance to share some stories of their own, either orally in front of the group, in written form. There were a few different poster boards and sticky notes available for folks to share their stories or leave their contact information for further follow-up.
We're talking with Holly Kays from the Smoky Mountain News about her recent article, The Untold Story, Smoky Seeks to Showcase History of African Americans in the Park. For the remaining time we have, Holly, I wanted you to tell us about some of the sections of your article. They were broken up into different pieces. First of all, when you mentioned connecting to a place, what was your story there?
Sure. Well, I mentioned earlier Adam McNeil, the PhD student who is kind of leading this three-year project of the park to further delve into African-American history. He kind of talked from a personal level. He's originally from Florida, he said, so he didn't really grow up appreciating outdoor recreation and that that is a thing that people might want to do in their free time. But as he became an adult and had some opportunities in college, he really started enjoying the national parks and spending some time there, in particular the Smokies. But he said, you know, he would go to visitor centers or exhibits and try to find himself in the faces of the people posed and a lot of those old-timey photographs you find there. And he just wouldn't see people who looked like him. He said as he continued to work at other Park Service sites, he would hear that from other African American people too, and you know, that would lead some of them to be less inclined to even visit the park. They would maybe feel like it wasn't for them. He started working on this project and started peeling back the layers historically and taking a good look at who was here in the 1800s, the 1900s, maybe earlier, and why they were here, what their lives might be like. He said, when you start understanding that history, it really changes the way that you see a place, the way that you understand a place. For instance, many of the big slave-owning families were also the big land-owning families, the powerful families of the area. And those are the families whose names you see on buildings, bridges, roads, street names. When you understand the history of slavery, the history of African Americans in the area, you kind of see all that in a different light. The goal of this project is to gather the family stories that are sitting in, the minds or maybe the homes of people around the region about African American history in not just the Great Smoky Mountains National Park within those boundaries, but in the region.
You had a part of your story that simply mentioned stories in cemeteries. What was some of the details you shared there?
Because the Great Smoky Mountains National Park had a lot of human settlement before it became a national park, there are cemeteries all through it. Some of the cemeteries are places where African Americans were buried. You know, white people and African Americans tended to be buried in different plots of land back at the time that people were living in the park. And so the park is working to complete some studies to look at areas where African Americans are buried and to get a better idea of who is there, how well the graves are marked, so that those sites can be better preserved. The study I mentioned earlier, the one that Mr. McNeil is kind of heading up, that's being funded by the Great Smoky Mountains Association, the park's other nonprofit partner, Friends of the Great Smoky Mountains. They provided funding this year for a ground-penetrating radar study at the O.E. Kerr African American Cemetery in the Cataloochee area of the park. And that study used radio waves to detect objects underground, to kind of ascertain how many people were buried there, where they were located, and being able to do that without disturbing the soil or any potential remains.
That's great news. A lot of history, and thanks to the Smoky Mountain News and Holly Caves, something has been brought to light that many of us may not have thought about. And again, that story is one that you may want to check out. It's the untold story, Smoky Seeks to Showcase History of African Americans in the Park. Holly Caves, we sure do thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Paul.
More to the story also available as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.